Thank you. Mitzvah morning will be starting at 9:45 this morning shortly. We turn to Halacha Gimel of Siman Vav. Asur lahotzi shem shamayim levatalai. It's forbidden to say the name of God without purpose. Levatalai. V'chol emosi shem shamayim levatalai. Oval mitzvah aseh. Whoever does so transgresses the positive commandment. Dechtiv et Hashem elokecha tira. As it says, you shall fear the Lord your God. And there are three quick things I'd make. Remarks I'd make in this context. Number one, it could have simply said Chol Emotzi Shem Shamayim Levatalai Oval Mitzvot Aseh. Doesn't have to say also, and by the way, if you do it, you're over an Aseh. It seems to be that there is a technical transgression that takes place, but this is a broad value that Asur Lahotzi Shem Shamayim Levatalai, that saying the name of God without purpose is just forbidden, prohibited. It is instinctive. It is objective, problematic, and technically, if you do it, there is an Issa Aseh, but there are other Issurim Aseh, other Issure Aseh, and this is something more profoundly fundamental. That's the first comment I would make. And then the second is what fear has to do with not saying the name of God without purpose would be that if something is bandied about, it loses its awe, it loses its reverence and respect for people who live in scenic places. They lose the sense of awe that it presented to them as they leave their houses, people that throw names around. And for some reason, the name of God, not just in our faith, but in every faith, seems to be used in the context of exclamation or surprise or even cursing. And it's very strange that a word with such power should be abused in such a way. And the final comment I would make is, if you were to give me in Hebrew, if I said, translate for me in Hebrew the phrase, don't say God's name in vain, how would you say it? How would it begin? Lo? Lo sisa. Okay, if you're being biblically literate and quoting the Ten Commandments, that's true. If you were just speaking Hebrew, what would you say? Do not say the name of God. Lo? Tomar. Lo lahotzi. What is hotzi? That's to take out. That's to remove from its place. It's a very strange formulation, lahotzi. There's an Issa Hotzal on Shabbos. You can't move from one place to the next where it's not meant to be. And what strikes me is that the name of God should be rare to be brought out of our mouths. But actually, there is a place where it does belong, which is where? In our minds. Lahotzi is to take it out, but there is a place where it belongs. It shouldn't be that we shouldn't think of God often. It should be rare to come to our mind. God should be circulating in our minds, in our souls, in our hearts, in our thoughts all the time. The issur, the prohibition, is lahotzi, to take it out without purpose. But it should be constantly inside. It shouldn't be off our minds and off our thoughts.